The Wall Street Journal editorial page first reported the settlement talks Tuesday night, and right away it lashed out at the governor, saying, quote, "Sounds like Mr. Walker has to decide whose side he's on." The Wisconsin Club for Growth, which has sued John Doe prosecutors on First Amendment grounds, sent a letter immediately demanding a stop to any talks, saying they would violate a federal court order that halted the probe. In a brief and carefully worded statement today, Walker's campaign said, quote, "Neither Governor Walker nor his campaign committee are parties to the federal lawsuit," saying that meant, quote, "they have no legal standing to reach a settlement or deal in their lawsuit." Milwaukee attorney Jeremy Levinson, a campaign finance expert who has worked for Democrats, says that statement is technically true, but negotiations would be happening in state court, not federal.
I think it was a clever and artful dodge, basically, because he's right. Since neither he nor his committee are parties to the federal case, they cannot settle that case. But it's a totally different matter as to whether the Walker campaign can, you know, reach a settlement or a plea bargain with investigators or prosecutors for the state of Wisconsin. Two unrelated issues.
What happens next is anyone's guess. Lawyers for John Doe prosecutors have asked U.S. District Judge Rudolph Randa for clarification on his court order that halted the investigation. Lawyers for the Club for Growth told Judge Randa in a court filing today that prosecutors should first explain exactly what they want to do that might violate that order. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.